And we welcome you in. It's Wednesday morning. My Car Guru is on the air, and we welcome in Lenny Lawson. Good morning, Lenny.
Had an interesting day yesterday, Timmy.
Mm-hmm.
I went to buy cars. Got up at 4:30 yesterday morning. Jumped in a car with my nephew, my general sales manager. They're both the same person. And drove to Statesville, North Carolina. A nice drive over there. Mm-hmm. Weather was, you know, as we got over there, it just got progressively cooler. I didn't anticipate that. Didn't dress for that. So I was chilly when I was out there on the lot. Mannheim Auto Auction in Statesville, North Carolina, has about 22 lanes at their auction. So imagine 22 different lines of cars going into a very thin building and coming out the other side. They go in unsold and they come out sold.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there are no sales. You know, sometimes the person who's selling the car there decides that the offer or the bidding wasn't enough, and so they do a no sale. But most of the cars are sold. Yesterday, however, it was a different scenario. There weren't near as many cars, and all of the prices were up. Tim, what I'm seeing in the car business right now, I have never seen. I've been doing this for going on 44 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never seen the kind of appreciation, the increase in prices of used cars that I'm seeing right now.
Hmm.
And it is all being driven by the shortage of new cars. Dealers are screaming for product. They cannot get the hottest selling products. I'll give you an example. Yesterday I wanted to buy this 2018 Ford F-150. It was a crew cab. Had the EcoBoost engine in it. It was a Lariat package. It was well equipped. Had about 28,000 miles on it. And I set this number in my head. I knew it was going to be high. And it brought $4,000 more than what the clean book wholesale value was. It brought $2,000 more than retail.
Hmm.
And this is a dealer that is buying this vehicle and going to take it back to his community wherever he lives and is going to price that thing and sell it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've got just about anything in your driveway, if it's the only thing that really aren't going up are passenger cars. So if you have like a Malibu or a Camry or something like that, they're not really going up. They've stabilized. They're not really depreciating right now. But if you own a truck, pickup truck or an SUV, you know, the values are just skyrocketing. And I'll give you know, just think that, I mean, I'm looking at the book values, Tim. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what this computer program that I use is called Fastbook. What it does, it shows me what the current NADA or National Auto Dealer Association book value is of that vehicle is today. It also tells me, based on all their formulas and stuff and the demand and the supply of vehicles, what that truck is going to be worth next month, how it's going to come out in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at just a bunch of vehicles yesterday where next month the value is up anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000 versus what it is today.
Wow. That's incredible.
It is. I mean, it's just crazy. And so, you know, what does that translate? How does that translate for a car buyer? Well, if you're in the market now to buy a new vehicle, you just got to make sure that you don't settle for too little for your trade-in, and also that you're going to find that new car prices, new car dealers, I don't care if it's a Chevrolet or a Toyota, they're going or a Ford or a Nissan or whatever, the discounting isn't going to be as steep, and the rebates aren't going to be as steep as they have been, as high as they have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are, like, we got a limited F-150 in the other day, a limited hybrid. And we sold it to a guy that lives in South Florida. And he had been looking all over the southeastern United States to find this particular truck. And, you know, we didn't price it over MSRP. We just put it at MSRP on our website. And he called and said he'll take it. Because the cheapest price he could find anywhere else was $5,000 over MSRP. So, you know, this is what a lot of people are facing. And, you know, I went to the auction yesterday because I tried to buy vehicles online last week, and I said, okay, something's got to give, because I couldn't buy hardly anything online at the auction website. And it's just hard, you know, to buy a car without, you know, sight unseen. I don't recommend that to anybody, Tim. Mm-hmm. Have you ever bought a car sight unseen?
No, sir. And I wouldn't do that, yeah. I don't think.
I was at the Greensboro Auto Auction yesterday also. After leaving Statesville, we had to go on to Greensboro, which is about 65 miles further east. And as we were on the parking lot at the Greensboro Auto Auction looking at the Nissans that are going to be selling today, that we'll be looking at online, I saw one of those big Carvana vending machines. You know what I'm talking about? Where they have the – have you ever seen one?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's just this big vertical structure that has a bunch of cars in it, and I guess they're all on elevators. And, you know, you can pick a car and have it delivered. I don't know. I guess you just put a quarter in, and it comes down to you. I have no idea how that works. But, you know, all of those cars are bought sight unseen. Now, they do have a money-back guarantee, but there are some caveats to that. And, you know, Carvana, Vroom is another one. They'll deliver it to your door. They make, you know, buying a car look really easy. You just, you know, pick out your car, bring it to the house, and then they hand you your keys, and you pay for it, and you're all done. It wouldn't be nice if it was that easy. But yesterday when I was looking at cars, you know, I would see something like an F-150 or I bought a Buick, what was that? It was a Buick SUV, Envision, I think. And, it looked interesting until I opened the door, you know, and then I saw the interior, and the leather was just awful looking on the inside of the vehicle. The carpet was nasty. And I just shut the door. I said, I don't want this car, you know. Looked at several other vehicles. Some of them passed my inspection, and some didn't. But it's just so dangerous to buy something sight unseen. So many cars won't pass the smell test with me. I don't know what, you know, about you, but I don't, you know, I'm not a smoker, and I don't like to drive a car that's been owned by a smoker,
right?
Because it just bothers my sinuses. I just, you know, and it's very difficult to get that smell away. Also, you know, occasionally you'll have somebody who has dogs in their car all the time. Now, I love dogs, but I don't want them living in my car. And you know, if you have big dogs that stink, you know, they can really stink up a car.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they do it long enough, then it's really hard to endure that if you're trying to buy a car. And I can smell it the minute I open the door on a car. And so you just have to be careful about buying stuff online. There are a lot of pitfalls. But if you do own a vehicle right now, and I've always talked about how cars depreciate. Well, Timmy, right now they don't. So that's good news for a car buyer, for sure.
Yep, sounds like it. Usually we see them depreciate over time, but sounds like, especially if you've got an SUV or a truck or interested in that, or you have one, the trade-in value is going to be up there.
Yeah, and if you need some advice on that, if you're getting ready to go out and shop this weekend and you want some ammunition as far as your car, I'll be glad to help you whether you're buying it from me or not. That's what this show is about. You can call me on my cell phone at 552-2020 or send me a message. You know, I'll tell you what your car is worth and what it'll be worth next month, and then you can make a decision. You know, at least you'll have one of the variables nailed down. You'll know basically where you stand as far as your trade value is concerned. Then it's up to you to go in to the dealership and get the best deal you can. I was on a dealer's website the other day, and I was looking at his pricing. We always compare ourselves to our competitors to make sure that we are price competitive, and this guy basically was pricing vehicles online, and he was excluding the options that are on the car. So it looked like a really good price that he was offering on all of his inventory. But when you read the fine print, he has deducted things like air conditioning, wheels, trim packages, you know, all of that stuff. And then when you go in to buy the car, they say, oh, well, you have to add back the options that are on the car. Well, that's illegal and unethical.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
It's definitely unethical, no doubt.
Make sure that you read the fine print when you go online. And typically it's on, you won't see it on like the main page where it has all the inventory. If you are clicking on a particular car, like a, let's say you're looking at a Honda Accord and it looks like a really good price, then you click on that particular Accord and you see the details of the price. Scroll down until you see the fine print. Almost every website is going to have some kind of a fine print. And, you know, in the state of Tennessee, as far as the advertising regulations, a dealer can price a vehicle without destination charges, but they have to disclose if they have a dock fee or a processing fee. And they can't exclude options that come on the car from the factory. They can exclude options that the customer chooses, such as, let's say you decide that you want WeatherTech floor mats, okay, in your vehicle. Well, those don't come on the vehicle, so, you know, obviously it's not going to be priced with that. If you decide that you want to change the wheels on your vehicle to a, you know, from a steel wheel to an aluminum wheel, then, of course, you're going to have to pay extra for that, and most customers understand that. It's not priced online. But if a vehicle has air conditioning, you know, you can't really take the air conditioning off the car.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably want a car with air conditioning. So if there's a price online for a car and the dealer has deducted the cost of the air conditioning in the price, and then you go in and look at the car and say, oh, well, you can't really buy it for this. We have to add back the air conditioning that's on it. You know, if that happened to me in a dealership, I'd walk out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, don't fall for those kind of games. That's how dealers make up for a lot of the gimmicks and the advertising that they do. You just got to watch out. I've heard the state of Tennessee is getting ready to really crack down. I got a message from the Tennessee Automobile Dealers Association, and they said that the Motor Vehicle Commission is really getting ready to crack down on dealer advertising in the state. They've laid off for a long time, and they've laid off too long. And there's just a lot of shenanigans going on. And that needs to stop. But we'll take our first break and be back here in just a minute.
And back here with Gateway Nissan and Gateway Ford's Lenny Lawson as My Car Guru continues on a Wednesday morning.
So, Tim, if you were interested in buying a vehicle that either was electric or was a hybrid, would you know the difference? For example, if, of course, you listen to my radio show occasionally, right?
Yeah, sometimes I'll listen, yeah.
Okay. So if you were trying to decide between a Toyota Prius and a Mustang Mach-E, would you know what the difference between those two vehicles are, other than the fact that one's a Toyota and one's a Ford?
Yeah, I know the basic difference is that with the Prius, the hybrid, it has a gasoline possibility too, where the EV, of course, is all electric.
That's right. So the terminology, the acronym basically for an electric vehicle is either just an EV or a B, as in boy, EV, so battery electric vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
These vehicles do not have an internal combustion engine, okay? There's no place to put gas. You open up what looks like the gas door on the side of the vehicle, and there's a plug there, okay? And that's all there is. That may seem somewhat elementary to some people, but over 60% of those people surveyed thought that electric vehicles still had a gasoline engine somewhere mm-hmm. on the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not the case. If you buy a Tesla, or if you buy a Chevrolet Bolt, or if you buy the new Nissan Ariya, or the Mustang Mach-E, these are all battery electric vehicles. There's no gasoline engine. And so yesterday, I was had to go to Statesville. And as I said, I was going on to Greensboro. And so I knew that I was going to be driving just one way. It was going to be about 160, 170 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the range of the Mach-E is right at 300. So at some point, I was going to be running out of battery power.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got to start thinking about, okay, where am I going to charge up and how long is it going to take me? So these are the kind of considerations that you're going to have to make if you think about buying a BEV or EV. Because it's a lot of money. I mean, this Mach-E that we have is loaded up, top of the line, all-wheel drive. It's $55,000 minus the $7,500 tax credit that you get. So, you know, this is not a toy. This is, for some people that's play money, but for the average person, that's a huge investment. On the window sticker of our electric Mustang, it says that you will save $3,700 a year on fuel if you drive average miles.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot, isn't it, Tim?
That's a lot of savings. That is a good savings for your gasoline bill, no question.
Now, the Prius, on the other hand, is a hybrid electric vehicle. Now, we've been selling hybrids for a long time. We sold Ford Escape, was our first hybrid that we sold, and then the Fusion, and there are probably a couple others. You know, different manufacturers have sold a lot of different hybrids. Toyota has probably been the most successful company selling hybrids, although Honda and Hyundai and just about everybody has had hybrid vehicles. The truth of hybrids is that they're going to save you some money, but it's not going to be a lot. I mean, I've heard of some people with Prius averaging close to 50 miles to the gallon, which is really good. There's no doubt about that. But I would far rather take off on a trip, if I was doing a lot of long-distance driving, I would rather have a hybrid vehicle that still has a gasoline engine because, you know, if I run out of juice and can't find some place to plug in, then I don't have to worry about it. You know, and the thing about hybrids is that they all work differently. There are some that have enough battery power and enough power in the electric motor to run 30, 40 miles on full electric before the gasoline engine ever kicks in. I've driven a lot of hybrids, and they are real sensitive as far as the gas pedal. I mean, they just don't really want to stay in the battery mode if you try to accelerate at all. You know, they're switching to the gas engine, and the switching back and forth is what hybrids are famous for. You know, if you're interested in buying one, then I would recommend a test drive. You know, you need to come down to our dealership if you want to see what an electric vehicle drives like. You know, come down to Gateway this weekend. We're going to have we've got it all plugged in and charged up. Mustang Mach-E is sitting there, and we'd love to take people on test drives so they can kind of get used to what this and get a better understanding of what it's going to be like to own an electric vehicle. Because all of us, if we live long enough, all of us are going to own one at some point.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it looks like we're headed. And so, you know, you might as well get used to it. Another big advantage of the electric vehicle is just maintenance. You know, you don't ever have to change oil because there is none.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of the maintenance that we do on internal combustion engines is just going to go away. We'll still have to replace tires and brakes and windshield wipers and things like that. Our cars will still get dirty and need to be cleaned up and taken care of. Occasionally, batteries will fail, and dealers will have to have the equipment to be able to change individual cells. I know that the Mustang Mach-E has like 350 different battery cells in the main battery pack. And, you know, it's possible that some of those will go bad, and they will be replaced under warranty. So there's still going to be work to do on these vehicles, but the ownership experience is going to be different. But come down this weekend and test drive the Mach-E. And, you know, if you're interested in a hybrid, go to a Toyota dealer and test drive a Prius or something like that, or a Honda dealer, and check them out if you can find them. You know, right now, like I say, supplies are limited. But these are all things that that smart, intelligent consumers should do before they take the plunge into an electric vehicle so that they can just understand. Keep up with the times. You don't have anything else to do. So get out and drive an EV this weekend. We'll take our last break and be back here in just a second.
And back here for the final moments of My Car Guru on this Wednesday morning with Lenny Lawson.
We're doing some really cool specials to get people to come down and see our new Nissan showroom and experience our service department. You know, getting a car service is not cheap. We think that sometimes we go to the Jiffy Lube a fast lube place. You know, we're thinking that we're doing the best thing for our car. And sometimes you probably are. It's better than not getting your oil changed.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm a big fan of using factory filters and the recommended oil. And if you use the recommended oil in a lot of cars, I mean, it's full synthetic, and it's going to cost you quite a bit of money. So if you're interested, Doug, and possibly getting out and trying us, I'd appreciate it. If any listeners come down, and all you have to do is say, I listen to Lenny's radio show, and they'll give you $20 off on an oil change. So that's pretty significant, and we'd love to give you the opportunity to come and see what we're doing down here at Gateway. So that's just a personal invitation from me, Timmy.
Sounds good to me. All right, that'll do it for My Car Guru this Wednesday morning, and we will talk to you tomorrow, Lenny.